Good Friday morning to you. It's 8:40 on this last day of July, July 31st, 2020. We're looking at 78 degrees right here on Palmetto Mornings. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. Glad to have you with us this morning.
Wanted to let folks know we're following this developing story out of Ocean Lakes Campground. It's located in Myrtle Beach. Of course, a lot of folks in this part of the listening area in the state certainly travel to Ocean Lakes or have had before in the past. There are fire crews there are battling a structure fire right now. We're starting to get our first looks of what it looks like down there. As many people might know, those homes are very close together. So it's a pretty impactful picture there. Hope everyone's okay. We don't know a lot of information. We do know that the fire broke out at 4:45 this Friday morning, again, at the Ocean Lakes Campground in Myrtle Beach. They're battling a structure fire, 10 structures on fire there. Thoughts and prayers going out with the homeowners. Hopefully everyone's okay, and our first responders down there battling that blaze.
Absolutely. Well, we have a very special guest this morning. All of our guests are special.
Absolutely.
But this is one dear and near to my heart. We're talking about the Paradise Community, which is, if you grew up in Fort Mill, you know Paradise.
Yes.
A really cool story of how it got its name, so many churches in this community. And we have someone who actually grew up in Paradise, right in Fort Mill. Her name is Danielle Redmond. And what do they say? You never forget where you grow up.
Yeah.
You grow up, but then you give back.
You always come back home.
She is showing us how to do it. So welcome to Palmetto Mornings, Danielle Redmond. How are you?
Good morning, Patty. I'm wonderful. How are you?
Doing well. Now, you have you are the founder, the one that made this happen, but now there is an organization called the Historic Paradise Foundation. Tell us about what it is and why you were inspired to create this.
Okay, well, the Historic Paradise Foundation is a recognized 501c3 nonprofit that is historically significant because of, you know, my great-great-grandfather, Handy White Sr., who was instrumental in starting the Paradise Community. He was one of three trustees who used land donated from Springs back in the 1800s to build a church, the original Bethlehem Baptist Church on Steel Street. He's one of the faithful slaves that's mentioned on the monuments of downtown Fort Mill, and he was the owner of 101.5 acres in Fort Mill from Highway 60 near Indianland, Paradise, Bank Street, and on up to Pine Ridge. So all of our histories from Paradise are directly connected to my great-great-grandfather's legacy and the centuries of positive philanthropic relationships from the Springs Close family. So we want to continue making memories and keeping this community forever a part of Fort Mill's fabric.
I agree with you 100%. You know, I drive through Paradise because it reminds me of what it felt like when I was a little girl. I mean, so much is still there. And with so much change happening all around us, especially in Fort Mill, it's getting harder and harder to find those pockets that remind us. They're like nostalgic to us. They hold all these keys of memories. So with this now being a foundation, is it protected then from too much change?
I wish it was. We're trying to keep it from being kind of changed too much. We want to hold on to these values and traditions that are unique to our identity, you know. And so can I tell you more about, you know?
Yes, please do.
So the Paradise Community is an indigenous and historically significant community where resilient slave descendants have risen above the status quo of free slaves and nurtured Paradise into a middle-class community, even through my childhood. So families were proud homeowners and many were business owners. It paved the way for ambitious family members such as Daniel Watts and Shante Bowler to serve Fort Mill in political capacities so that they can have a voice in education and municipality progress. So the greatness must be continued by the current descendants, because we have a large elderly population who maintain this community for generations and have now passed the torch to us. So we want to have business incubators in the community that are led by people from the community. We want the community to thrive like it has since the 1800s, with everyone, especially people from the community, being empowered with the right resources and support.
Wow. Well, you know, with good leadership, with understanding, how has the reception been with the community, with your ideas? You know, sometimes it's hard to pass the torch to the next generation, but it's also very vital in terms of what we know about change. It's the only thing constant.
You're right about that. And so the good thing is there's so many benefits to having this, and I don't mind kind of serving as that mother hen to lead us in a direction of progress. So, but we'll benefit the citizens and residents by having a community presence and a hub for meeting the needs that are unique to the historically family-oriented community. We provide wraparound services and look to, you know, establish long-term legitimate partnerships with businesses, charitable foundations, faith-based organizations, and individuals who are seeking leadership opportunities while also respecting the cultural identity of the community. So we want to continue coexisting while we're also improving the community.
Wow. Now, this Saturday, you've got something special planned.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, tell us about it.
All right, so we have our ribbon-cutting ceremony, which everyone is invited to attend. So at this ribbon-cutting ceremony, we're going to open the location that we're sharing with the Mount Zion Baptist Church at 1001 Steel Street in Fort Mill. We're opening up for previous donors, supporters, prospective donors, town residents, community members to see where we're located. And those who are seeking service and leadership projects may select projects that touch their hearts while they're there. Volunteer opportunities are available and will be shared prior to the conclusion of our time today. So guests have been approved by Reverend Baxter at Jerusalem Baptist Church to park at Jerusalem for overflow parking. We plan to host it outside, weather permitting, but if it rains, which we check the forecast so far, it's not scheduled, but if so, we'll enter through the sanctuary. But we're going to socially distance, and masks are required. And if they don't have them, we will provide them. We're going to check temperatures as well. But a brief tour will take place, and hors d'oeuvres will be served as well prior to dismissal of the event.
Now, for more information for listeners, where is the best place to get that, Danielle?
Okay, so the best place is on our Facebook page, which is Historic Paradise Foundation, or facebook.com/HPF29715. Our number one priority right now is getting some electrical upgrades, and we received two quotes between $5,000 and $6,000, and we have 1,000 tourists. But if people can donate, or if they know a licensed electrician who can pull a permit in Fort Mill, we need that like yesterday, but we'll wait till next week if we can get it. But we're definitely we need a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and you called yourself the mother hen. You're fine being the mother hen?
Yes, ma'am. I'm already playing a role with 5 children. So might as well embrace the entire community.
Yes. Absolutely. Well, I can feel your passion, your love for, you know, paradise, and your energy to get things done. So others can get involved by going to your Facebook page, liking it, keeping up to date with where the needs are and opportunities to donate or volunteer. But congratulations. This is really exciting. Good stuff.
Thank you.
All righty. Come back and see us. All right. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
It is 8:49 on this Friday edition of Palmetto Morning, 78 degrees. Let's get another check of that morning commute with Stephen Stone.
South Carolina Highway Patrol giving the all clear to our motoring friends in York, Lancaster, and Chester County this time around. Dave Lau Boulevard, Cherry Road, Sony's Road, and Rock Hill, busy but accident-free. 77 northbound out of York County.